It's midweek, Macca, and on the line, still waiting for us, is Lorraine Kelly,
yes!
Everybody.
Yes!
Or the Baroness of Breakfast Telly.
I like that.
Do you like that, love?
Oh, I do. I'll
tell you what, they'll all be bowing to you in that studio next week.
I should hope so.
So we've got Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah.
And then we have Lorraine Telly, don't we? but the thing is, I've got to say, and Ross says this, doesn't he? He says, you know, and everyone says it, Lorraine, and having met you, you know, you are what you are. You don't put anything on for anyone, do you? But I just wonder if there was ever a day, like when Rosie's come back from school and Steve's brought her back, and do you ever open the front door and go, oh, hello, welcome back?
Welcome back, part two of your life. No, it is totally, totally different. But you're right, and I think it's all to do with being doing it for a long, long time and getting used to it and feeling comfortable. And the thing is, when I'm in my little set, it's all my gang, it's all my team that I've known for ages, it's the cameramen that I've known for a long, long time, the makeup girls, you know, and everybody. So we're like a wee sort of unit, we all know each other really, really well, and it's very comfortable.
Lorraine, to be honest with you, you've got one of those voices, a lovely, lovely warm voice and a wonderful personality. You're the kind of lady, if you knocked on my door and said, I'm very sorry, Neil, I've got to repossess your car, I would go, do you know what, Lorraine, it's an absolute pleasure, here are the keys, take it away. I'll get the bus from now on.
Do you want me to tell you as well? Take what you like.
Everything. Take my life savings. Have my child.
Lorraine, now, Neil's mentioned to you that, and he doesn't like talking about this very
much.
But Neil's on the telly as well, right?
Yes.
But I think you could give him some tips. What tips would you give to a presenter of a TV show? What would you give him?
Do you know what? I would just say be yourself and enjoy every minute of it and do your homework. You know, that's it. And just, you know, and a lot of interviewers, they kind of have like a list of questions, and I think that's fine to have, like, I don't write down questions, I always just have a couple of little bullet points up my sleeve and then just go with the flow, because, you know, when you're talking to somebody, you might think the interview is going to go one way, and then you start talking about something else and you're away, you know, start talking about songs or tights or whatever.
Oh, every morning,
I must admit though, love, I don't like a thong. I can't get on with them. No, don't like them.
Oh, that's an exclusive.
What about makeup tips? Because Neil has been criticised from time to time as being the love child of Dale Winton and Cilla Black because he's quite orange on the telly.
Yes.
So not overdoing it on the makeup, would you say?
I think so. I think less is more, and I think we don't really want to look like a satsuma. It's difficult, especially with HD. HD shows everything, so you have to be really, really careful.
You've seen the programme.
Lorraine, talking titles, obviously, you know, you've got me with my CBA and our John here, he's the CEO.
Yes.
And basically, obviously, you're the Baroness of Breakfast. Well, I like to give everyone a title, and we've decided, because poor old Neil was sat there thinking, I've got no title. So we've got a title for him based on his colouring.
Right.
So he's now Neil Newton, OBE.
And O-B-E. That is
OBE. Orangey brown every day.
Well, better to fake it, though, don't you?
Well,
things
exactly.
In life.
Yeah, I was going to say in life.
Better to fake
it,
because you don't want to get all sunburned.
Yeah. Listen, my darling, basically, I'm just going to say thank you again. It's always lovely to chat to you. You really are fantastic.
Aww.
And as I say, being part of this new Wirral Radio makes it even more special.
Lorraine Kelly, everybody!
Yay!